Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Hey, good morning. Welcome to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's a great day to be together as a church family, and so we hope and pray the Spirit of Christ will fill us and bless us as we've gathered for worship this morning. Welcome our friends who are especially joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. Wherever you are in the world today, we're so glad that you're part of our virtual family of faith. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here, and we're so glad that you are with us this morning. As we're gathered, we ask you to take out your worship bulletin that you received from our ushers on the way in today. And on the right-hand side, you can find our little tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. And so you're invited to take it out and tear it off and fill it out now and let us know that you were here with us in worship this morning. On the back side, you can tick one of those boxes if you are interested in knowing more about growing in your faith and sharing God's love through our congregation. You can also jot down prayer concerns that you have or praises that are happening in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that our ushers will be passing a little bit later on in our worship service today. For our virtual friends online, you can go to our church website if you are not already there, burlingtondoc.org, and there you can download a copy of today's worship bulletin. You can follow along with us from wherever you are. You can also gather up elements of communion so you can gather with us around our Lord's table near the end of our worship service today. For those of us in the sanctuary, on the back side of your bulletin, if you want to look there, you can see things that are happening in the life of our congregation today. We're very excited because today our new Sunday school classes for kids and adults started. We hope that you found a place to grow in your faith here through Sunday school this morning. We're so grateful for lots of folks who have volunteered to teach and lots of folks who are coming to study and to learn. If you'd like to know more information about that, you can go to our website. You can contact one of us on staff. You can also stop by the Welcome Center and see things that are happening for classes and for groups. Tonight is the beginning of our new children and youth ministries. Spark is what we're calling children for pre-K to fifth grade. They're going to meet from 5 to 6:45 tonight. And so we hope if there is a young kid in that age group in your family, we hope that they will come to Spark tonight. Also this evening is Blaze, our middle and high school group. They're going to be meeting tonight as well, and you can see the times there on the back of your bulletin. And so we're looking forward to great times back after having a long and wonderful summer away. We look forward to youth and children's things happening here this evening. We had planned on our Global Farmer Experience dinner following worship service today. Unfortunately, that's not going to be taking place, but we have a new and an updated event to help our local community. We're looking forward to our crop walk on Sunday afternoon, October the 1st. Short little 1 or 3 mile walk to raise money for local food pantries. And so you can stop by the table that is outside the sanctuary doors right before you get to the Welcome Center, and you can learn more about our crop walk and raise money for folks in need here in Des Moines County.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fail me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. And then you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, yes, I know it's true. And I'm not afraid to show
God of the mountain. He's the God of the valley. And there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. You turn mourning to dancing.
Please pray with me. Dear Lord, as we hear your words today, allow them to be with us throughout the week. Lord, we ask for your grace as we have a tendency to grow impatient. Allow us to see we need to give others grace as well. We are all thankful to be here together, worshiping you. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
This morning comes from the 145th Psalm. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all of his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Thanks be to God for God's good word. We'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's message with Pastor Annika.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Good morning. How are you all doing? That's terrific. When you hear the word grace, what do you think of? Do you think of anything? God. Okay. What about a name? Could grace be a name? Yeah. And some people say a prayer at mealtime, and they call that grace. Right? Or showing love or kindness to someone, even if they were mean or wrong to you. The Bible talks about grace in many places. Grace is also a value of our mission statement here at church. Did you know that?
I would ask you to give grace to someone at school when they need it this week. Some good verses on grace are from John chapter 1, verse 16. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. And Titus chapter 3, verse 7 says, so that have been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. Speaking of gifts, do we have any third graders that are here today? We just have one, right? Hunter, I think, second? Okay, so one more year. Okay, so Cece, if you don't mind standing, I know you're the only one, but as third graders, the church would like to give you a Bible. And we want you to use this Bible not only for finding verses about grace, but answers to several of your questions. The good thing about being in third grade and getting your Bible, that means after children's moment, you get to come to jump, and you'll learn how to use your Bible. So make sure you bring it with you every Sunday. Let's pray.
Lord, we pray your blessing on this Bible. We know that Bibles hold your inspired words and stories of your great and mighty works in this world. We thank you, O God, for entrusting your word to us and pray that we would use this Bible and our own Bibles regularly and wisely. Bless those who hold your word in their hands and bless their study of it. Thank you, O God, for the gift of your word, and thank you for the gift of your grace. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Found a wall hanging on the internet, and it was called In This Home, and I kind of revised it and turned it into In This Church. In this church, we love the Lord. We comfort one another. We are kind. We are honest. We keep our promises. We are thoughtful. We forgive and forget. And always remember to love one another. We keep these thoughts in mind as we collect the tithes and offerings.
Join with me in prayer. Accept these offerings, O God, and bless them. We pray that these gifts would serve your purposes, supporting people around the world and supporting this congregation as we seek to live your will. Eternal God, we thank you for the opportunity of quiet reflection upon our lives, for the ways and patterns in our lives that have taken priority. We thank you for the opportunity to reflect upon the focus of our lives and to hear the corrective wisdom from our faith. Give us courage to have ears that hear, because our confessions are a litany of the struggles we live with daily. Open our ears to hear the sacred teaching of your word today. While biblical stories can seem so ancient and removed from us here in this place, we know that your lessons are timeless, and we pray that we would hear them with spirits open to learning new ways and embracing your will. Help us this day to reflect on the grace with which you deal with us. Work in us to consider how we are called to be people of grace toward others and how we receive grace as well. We are challenged by these calls, O God, and so we ask for your help as we reflect today. Forgive us of our prideful and sinful ways. Give us a new perspective on what is important in life. Help us to see our neighbors as people to be loved and affirmed, and not as people with whom we are in competition. Teach us ways of humility and give us self-perspective. Help us to build self-worth, which is built on our positive interactions and the love that we share rather than power. Help us not to divide up people into those who are worthy to associate with and those who are not. May we not discriminate against any of your children. Be with us in this inner struggle and help us to at least take baby steps toward humility. As we endeavor and set before ourselves that goal of humility, Lord, we strive to keep the needs and lives of others at the forefront of our prayers. Lord, we lift up those in our community who struggle daily with tasks that many of us take for granted. We pray for them that they would have the endurance to keep trying and the heart to keep the courage and the spirit to keep their hope and faith in you. We lift up those who are losing small parts of their independence each day. Oh God, encourage them and comfort them. Be with our friends who are feeling poorly, whether chronically or short term. We pray for your healing touch to be upon them today and continuously. Be with all who are on our prayer list. For those with long-running health concerns, give them perseverance as they continue to fight lengthy health battles. For those who face tests and surgeries and health procedures, comfort them, O God. May they feel your love in a very real way as they wait. For those who face life uncertainties and hardships, come alongside them and strengthen them to face their troubles. Help them to know your presence and love as they navigate through life's challenges. We know that in you, we have a love so enormous we cannot even fathom. We cannot imagine what it would take to send your son to this earth, to send him to leave your side and come to be persecuted. We are forever grateful for the ministry that he share, and we lift up today his words, the words he taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our second reading today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed.
If you have kids or you have grandkids, neighbor kids, or any young person in your life, then chances are that in your house you have a collection of Legos. You know, those little small colorful blocks that come in all different kinds of shapes and sizes. They're wonderful to play with, they're wonderful to build with, and I can tell the story about many times that they are downright painful to walk on if you happen to step on them in your bare feet. In our house over the years, our kids have received so many Legos for Christmas and birthdays and special occasions that it seems like we could open up our own Lego store at our house here in town. And so you know that with these Lego kits, you can build all kinds of shapes and sizes. There are Star Wars Legos. You can build the Millennium Falcon spaceship. You can build the X-Wing fighter jet. There are Batman Legos. There are Barbie Legos. We have some Legos at our house where you can build like a movie set from like the old Disney movie Frozen. There are kits that, and they all come with a step-by-step plan to follow. Like this piece goes here, the next one goes there, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 50 sometimes. You just follow the steps and they're a lot of fun. But if you have Legos in your house and you are of a certain age, then you know that back in the day when I was a kid, we did things differently with Legos. When you bought a Lego set, you did not get a kit or a numbered plan or anything. It was just a simple box, and you dumped it out and you built whatever was to your heart's content. You used your imagination back in the day when I was growing up, and you could have at it with whatever you want with Legos. It was great fun building houses, building towers. When I was a kid, we used to build racetracks for our Hot Wheels cars. We would build forts and we would build shelters. But if you are an experienced Lego builder, then you know that if you are going to build something and if you're going to have to end up moving it from one place to the next, from like a table to another table or the couch to the floor, in order to build your fort or castle, you're going to have it to be tall. You need it to be wide as well. You need a strong foundation for your house to be able to be moved. Because if you don't build a strong foundation, you know it's going to wobble, it's going to shake, it's going to fall to the ground, where it's going to fall down to like 9 million pieces that you're going to be stepping on from now until kingdom come at your house. Whereas the Bible says it's always weeping and crying and gnashing of teeth when your Lego castle falls. You need a wide and a firm foundation when it comes to Legos. It's like that, of course, in the Christian life, that we need a strong and a firm foundation if we want our faith to grow up tall and flourish. If we want our faith and our life to withstand all that comes at us, good days and bad days, trials and tribulations, then you need a firm foundation. I mean, like Jesus said, it was that wise one who built their house upon the rock. It was the foolish one who built their house upon the sand that soon slipped away when the water came rushing in. And so with this, we're starting a new sermon series today called Core Values. This series is going to be about the core values of our church. What we believe to be essential, base-building, biblical values for our life and our faith. It's been a good number of years now, but back when our church was trying to name and identify what our mission, vision, and values were, like what was most important for us as we lived out the good news of Jesus Christ, we named 7 values as being core and essential for us. Not only who we were back then, but who we believe God is calling us to be into the future. And so the core values of our church are grace and kindness, generosity, spirituality, teamwork, openness, and dependability. These values are all over the scriptures, and so we want our lives to reflect them as well. We want them to be baked into our community. We want them to be building blocks for a firm foundation for our congregation. And so we literally talk about these values at every single staff meeting, at every board meeting. We talk about where we've seen these values at work in our community. We've had classes on them over the years. And a long time ago, I preached a whole sermon series on them. In fact, it was 6 years to be exact, last time we talked about them in church. And so, since we've all slept over the past 6 years, and I can't remember what I preached on last Sunday, we've forgotten what these values were like in church. And so, it's time to have them again. Our church has grown and have changed, and we have come through a worldwide pandemic, and so it's time to refocus on them again. And so that's what we're going to be about for the next 7 weeks together. And so we start today with the word grace. Now, to me, when I hear the word grace, maybe you're like me, and like the first thing you think of is someone you know at work or home named Grace. Or maybe in your family, when it comes time to say the prayer before some meal, you say, someone say grace so we can eat. The food's getting cold. Someone offer grace. Or maybe if you're being too hard on yourself, maybe someone comes to you and says, you need to be a little bit easier with yourself. Give yourself some grace. You can't be perfect every single day. I mean, all those are correct when it comes to grace. But for me, when I think about this word and how it relates to our Christian journey together and the life that we are called to lead, I think about the second reading from Ephesians that we heard this morning. In fact, months ago, whenever I was putting this sermon series together and I wanted grace to be the first one on our seven core value lineup, I wrote down this passage that we heard to be the kickoff passage. For by grace you have been saved. It is not your own doing. It is a gift from God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. By grace we've been saved in faith. It is God loving us and blessing us. Jesus Christ saves us. He redeems us and carries us and rescues us from all those things that we've done wrong in the past. It's a gift. And so we hear it now from the book of Ephesians. And so as we hear this, it's good to remember that this little letter written by the Apostle Paul, and that in this from Paul, he gives us his tried and true favorite formula for teaching the faith. I mean, sometimes I call it this versus that, or like before versus after, but Paul uses this formula all over the place. I mean, often he says things like, before you had no family, but now you have a home. Before you were lost and wandering like the Israelites out in the desert wilderness, but now you've been found. Before you had no name, but now you are named in Jesus Christ. This formula is everywhere. And we heard it here today. Before, Paul says, you were dead to your trespasses and your sins. Before you followed other rulers and other kinds of ways of life. Before you were disobedient and you lived only according to your own passion. I mean, Paul lays it on like super thick right here. Before you did all these other things. But now, he says, now God's grace and mercy has come. By grace, we've been saved. We didn't earn it. We didn't save up for it. It's a gift. I mean, it's not like the prize area at Fun City or like Happy Joe's that if you play enough skee ball and you get enough tickets and like you play all the other games around there, then you can go to like the big old kiosk up there and you can redeem all your tickets for a bouncy ball that costs like 10 cents. Or you can redeem it if you saved up enough for like a big stuffed animal. Or maybe if you've been saving and saving for a while, you can get the iPad on like some faraway shelf deep in the corner. Paul says grace is not like that. We didn't earn up enough tickets to turn them in to God and lay them at his feet. It's free. We were lost, but now we are found. Our sins are washed away and we're given a clean and fresh start in Jesus Christ. It's the good news of our faith that we hang on to and we live into. It's what we believe in Jesus Christ. We hear that and deep down we know it, but it seems to me that we have a hard time accepting this word. I mean, sometimes we're like, thank you, Jesus, for your grace. It's so good for other people. It's so good that you've washed away the sins for all of humanity, but truth be told, there are still sins that we hang on to. There are still things that we feel bad about that we keep carrying around like baggage to the airport. That God's grace is good for somebody else, but it doesn't reach us. This past week, I was reading this devotional by this guy named Lewis Smedes. He used to teach theology at Fuller Seminary out in California a long time ago. And in this, he was talking about how we carry around our burdens and our sins, even though they have already been forgiven by God. And we come up and we say, you know, if people really loved me and if people really knew who I really am and what I've done, they would think that we are not worthy of God's love. But Lewis Mead says that we are accepted no matter what. He even says that God's yes to us is stronger than any no that we say about ourselves. God's yes to us is always there, even though we keep on saying no in our own life. We think of all the mistakes we've done. We keep some kind of running tally list of all the ways we've messed up. We find ourselves stuck in situations in life, and we tell ourselves, well, this is just tough luck, and this is how it is from here on out. But grace says you're never stuck, that God's love is always yes, and it drowns out the no of failure, inadequacy that we feel, and what we think about ourselves. Smead says we can never mess up our life so badly that God is going to say no to us. You see, that's God's grace. It's the grace that we didn't earn or achieve in any way. It's a gift. And it's what we get to live out every single day at work and at home and at the street and even here as a congregation and a church family. Because we have received God's grace, we get to offer it to other people. We get to give people the benefit of the doubt because we never know what's happening in their life. We know that God's grace covers all of us every single day. Because the yes from God is louder and stronger than any no that we tell ourselves. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O loving, gracious God, we know that your love that comes to us in Jesus Christ covers and washes away all of our sins. We know that you fill us and that you love us and you bless us just as we are. Help us, O God, to realize that this grace that covers the world is good enough for us. Help us, as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to live out his love, to offer your own forgiveness not only in our own life, but in all those that we share life with. Fill us and bless us in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.